Hello everyone, welcome to the Daily CTA Fueled by Pilot House. So the Daily CTA, we are a newsletter and podcast about everything you need to know in the marketing world in only 5 quick minutes. We understand you're important and busy and it's too damn hard to stay on top of what's happening all the time, so you get to sit back because we're going to be your eyes and ears on what's moving that industry needle. So what's on the menu today? Well, we're going to be looking into ad spend growth, first party data marketing, Snap AI, cold TikTok ban, and stock market, which is kind of looking scary. Let's hop right into it, folks. Advertising is becoming a more pressing issue in the boardroom, with some companies maintaining and increasing ad spend during the recession. The outlook for the ad industry is improving as employment remains resilient amid inflation and rising commodity prices. Marketers are passing on these costs to shoppers with the help of advertising. A recession could mean lower revenues but high inflation, which can increase demand, meaning more money spent on advertising. Inflation and recessions can be double-edged sword for businesses. Still, with the right analytics, you can make sure your company is ready to take advantage of any opportunities that come its way. When prices rise, use analytics to identify and capitalize on where demand is increasing. Here are a quick 4 tips for marketers to capitalize on first-party data at branded events. First, use pre- and post-event data collection, such as signing up before or thanking attendees for their presence afterwards. Incorporate activities that require contact, like a photo booth with an email address entry to receive the photos. Offer incentives, such as product samples, in exchange for signing up in app or subscribing to a newsletter. Also, ensure that the data captures does not disrupt the experience and is transparent about the collected data and how it can be used. How are you guys creatively utilizing first-party data, especially at branded events? Would love to hear. So Snapchat is introducing a chatbot powered by OpenAI's ChatGPT. The bot will be pinned to the app's chat tab above conversations with friends and will eventually be available to all Snapchat's 750 monthly million users. Snap's My AI is a fast mobile-friendly version of ChatGPT inside the app that can't answer questions about swearing, violence, sexually explicit content, or opinions about dicey topics like politics. Snap's My AI is similar to OpenAI's ChatGPT, but it doesn't feel like a productivity tool. Its profile page looks like any other Snapchat's user's profile, albeit with its alien Bitmoji. Snap's implementation of OpenAI's tech could save them from some headaches, as large language models can confidently give wrong answers or hallucinations that are problematic in the context of search. Canada will bar civil servants from using TikTok Inc. on government-issued mobile devices due to security concerns around data collection. The European Commission, U.S. Congress, and 4 privacy regulators in Canada have launched investigations into TikTok over its collection and disclosure of personal information. Fears exist that the Chinese government could force the company to share its user data, and it has been deemed to leave users vulnerable to cyber attacks. It's important to note that when collecting customer data, there could be some serious security risks and government regulations, and they must be considered. So failing to understand or comply with the rules could land you in hot water or worse, leave you with a hefty fine and no customers, which this story just goes to show. And finally, the stock market's been on a roller coaster ride lately, and unfortunately, it looks like the bears are in control. High inflation and interest rate hikes have spooked investors, but falling earnings projections are really driving the bear market. As companies cut their profits estimates, the S&P 500 has gone up, then down, then back up again, with analysts warning the stocks may have one last stand before a potentially huge drop. The Fed's determined to slow down the economy, which likely means more pain for investors as earnings continue to take a hit. Hold on to your hats, folks. Stay alert, stay informed, and maybe pick up some cheap popcorn too. And that is today's Daily CTA. My name is Jordan Gillis, and I will happily see you all tomorrow.